What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Whoa. Hey,
now, today, we got a hot show for you guys. We're dishing all the latest and greatest in celebrity entertainment news over there in L.A. We got Heidi and Frank dishing to you live from their studio. What up, y'all?
What's up, baby?
And hey, myself, Brat, Gary, and Portia, we're coming to you live from the Cribby. And listen, here's what's going on. So, later, can you guess what Alec Baldwin made his wife Hilaria wait 6 weeks for? And it's not what you think. Did Kelsey Ballerini go to new heights to drop her most recent album? We'll explain. Plus, later on, it's Game Time, and this one is all about knowing the lyrics to famous songs. But first, Brad, what you got?
Well, y'all, the queen has spoken, and I am not talking about Beyonce this time, okay? Oh, turn your attention to the lovely Angela Bassett, darling.
Yes, she
recently revealed to fans who she thinks might be able to play her in a possible Angela Bassett story biopic, y'all.
Wow.
Okay, so during a recent interview with ABC Radio, she said, I don't know, there's so many phenomenal young actresses out here today. There's, you know, the incredible Anika Noni Rose and Natui Naughton and on and on and on. Just beautiful. And that's just two of a list of many just beautiful sisters. Oh, that was so sweet of her to give them props like that. I would have felt
heck
great.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it really was.
Now, y'all, this don't mean that Angela plan on retiring from her acting career anytime soon. So what y'all think? Who should do it?
Shoot. Wow. Angela Bassett can play Angela Bassett. She looks phenomenal.
Okay. Portia, you should do it.
Yes, I would. Let me tell you, I would live to play Angela Bassett. I have studied her career. I have watched every single movie she has ever been in, every civil rights activist wife she's played, when she played Tina Turner. I would live for that. I would just be honored, okay?
To be honest with y'all, though, and this is really serious, I mean, I would not be that excited to see a biopic of Angela Bassett. She's a great actress, but she's not that intriguing to me. I mean,
what do you mean?
That's because you don't want to know what she went through.
You don't want to know what she went through in her life?
Well, I mean, but she doesn't do nothing. Say for instance, like some of these other actresses that they pull out of the clubs drunk or whatever, or sleeping with different men. She got with her husband, what's his name? Cary Vance,
yeah,
or whatever his name is. And I mean, it's just nothing exciting. But I mean, she's a great actress.
Well, speaking of actresses, big shout out to our homegirl, KJ Smith from the hit TV show Sisters. She's dropping some 411, which you might be pretty shocked about. Now, the character Andrea Barnes, which she plays on the show, she has a lot of NSFW scenes. That's not safe for work for those who don't know the slang. And she's revealed that she used to hate doing those scenes. And here's why, she said. It was hard before because I did not like my body. I didn't love myself. I didn't appreciate the body I had. I didn't appreciate where I was in life. Now, she added that the hot scenes became easy now. She said, I'm not going to get in my own head about my own. My heaviest was like 160 pounds and I'm like 5'4". But we seen her in person. She is fine. I don't understand how she could have ever felt that way.
This is amazing. Now,
yeah, but you know what? 160 pounds in person looks fine. And then all of a sudden you put 160 pounds on TV and you're like, oh, what is happening?
Yeah, right. It look a little different
that's
when
just
you put
me.
It on
I'm
TV.
Sorry. I don't make it about
a friend.
Well, in my best Jamaican patois, me no care. She look fine anyway. Real life, on TV, VHS, Betamax, I don't care. Now, Portia, were you shocked to hear what she said about herself?
You know, I feel like with my mom. Like, when I'm over here complaining about my weight, she's like, well, I should just kill myself. Like, if you think that your stomach is big, if you think this and that, then right. I just need to off myself. And that's the same way I feel like, even with my sister, Lauren, y'all know Lauren, she's so small, and she literally thinks she has a stomach. So, it's like, listen, love yourself at whatever weight you are. Trust me, those directors put you in a sex scene because they want to see your naked body, girl. So, you look good. You look fine. Enough.
Well, if you know anything about Val Kilmer, you know he dated some of the most eligible Hollywood women, Angelina Jolie, Cindy Crawford, and Cher. So those are three really good ones. But in his new memoir, I'm Your Huckleberry, he shares that his breakup from Daryl Hannah stung the most. This is what he said. Lord knows I've suffered heartache, but Daryl was by far the most painful of all. Now, Val Kilmer and Daryl began dating in 2001 after meeting on the set of In God We Trust. They broke up, and then she later moved on to Neil Young, who she ended up marrying in 2018. Mm. And so here's what Val Kilmer had to say about that. He said, Neil Young, I always loved you, but I'm afraid I hate you now. Daryl Hannah was the one that got away for him. He was the one, she was the one that it's like, nobody's ever going to compare. Headcrack, are you surprised that he's most hurt by Daryl Hannah, having also dated Cindy Crawford and Cher and Angelina Jolie?
I don't know. Maybe they had a bond that no one will really know about. And then Splash just randomly comes on once or twice a year. So there's that to kind of bring back great memories. She looked phenomenal in that. She go again.
Now, Brat, when you write a memoir one day, Brat, will you share the names of the people who've hurt you?
No, yes. Not at all. I'll be very clever, and you'll figure it out probably by reading in between the lines, but I won't say names. No.
Whoa. All right.
I think it's because Brat does all the hurting. She breaks all the hearts.
Exactly.
Nobody's broke her heart. Has your heart been broken, Brat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be a short chapter.
She just took some Tums. All right, moving on. It looks like Eminem is a great rapper and a great father. No. During a recent interview with Mike Tyson's podcast, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson, Em shared how proud he is of his daughter, Haley. And here's why. Just take a look.
How old is she?
Haley is 23.
What's that like? She has boyfriends and stuff? She has babies?
Not babies. Nope. Just boyfriend.
Yeah.
And, yeah, she's doing good. She's made me proud for sure. She graduated from college, 3.9.
Wow, yeah. Good for her, man.
Yeah, thank
That's
you.
That's awesome.
Now, you think Em is happy not being a grandfather? Because it's still, he's still young. I mean,
she's 23.
She's 20, 22, 23 years old. So wouldn't that hurt his rapper
For him to be a granddaddy?
Like, he's a granddaddy.
Because like hip hop, they say, is a young man's game, and once somebody starts calling you gramps or grandpa, I think it does something to the rapper ego, especially considering, at one point in time, Eminem was everything in the rap game. So I think he probably keeps a real close eye on that, and he blocks it like a goalie.
See, that's different for women, I think, or maybe older moms like me, because I feel like if PJ has graduated from college, she's got her own house, she's making her own money, and she meets a guy when she's like 26, 27, I would root her on to get married. Like, I would like her to settle down and have a good family earlier on than going through a life being single and dealing with these men. Like, if she were, accomplished, I would be happy for her to be married earlier than later.
So you would be fine being a young grandmother, Portia? You'd be fine being called granny?
I don't think I have a fear about being a young granny. I'm already damn near 40, and I just gave birth to her, okay? So I'm already going to be a grandma.
Damn, granny.
When she graduates college.
You a millennial. Cool.
You're a millennial, 27.
All right, y'all. Well, up next, honey, find out what Alec Baldwin did to his wife, Hilaria, while dating that had her guessing. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, Alec Baldwin did something that most men cannot do and don't do. When he was dating his beautiful wife, Hilaria Baldwin, he made her wait 6 weeks for tongue action, baby. Alec recently appeared on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and he was the guest host, and he brought on his wife as the co-host, and they started talking about the earlier days of them dating, and take a look what he said.
Do you guys know that he shook my hand for 6 weeks and didn't kiss me when we met?
You shouldn't tell them that.
True story. It was just like that. Like, he would tell me all these things about, like, I'm gonna marry you, I'm gonna spend the rest of my life with you, we're gonna have a ton of kids. And then he would shake my hand at the end of the night. Okay.
I didn't want you to think that I just wanted to have sex with
you. No, actually, it worked.
Now, Frank, what do you think about this? What do you think about him holding out like this for 6 weeks with his wife?
Well, I think that she had to be concerned about, does he really like me at all? Is this like one of those token Hollywood relationships and I'm going to be the beard?
Right.
Because she's a gorgeous woman.
Uh-huh. Right.
And he's a gorgeous dude.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as like Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, 6 weeks is a very long time. I don't know many women that would stay around for 6 weeks for that kiss.
Yeah. Exactly.
But she, to me, she should have been happy. I would have been happy if I was her, because he could have had a venereal disease or something and was just waiting for 6 weeks for the cure.
He was a Hollywood guy, a hot guy in Hollywood, been around a long time, heartthrob and all that stuff. So what he said is, I didn't want you to think that I was just taking you out to have sex with you. I wanted to show you that.
6 weeks, though? Do that 3 weeks.
Yeah, come on. Okay.
I love this slow dance. That is so hot to me, because you know when that first kiss, when he leans in for the first time, it's like, oh, the electricity because of the buildup. I love the buildup.
Yeah, a buildup. Oh, okay, I would think something's wrong with him. She's 36 years old. He's 61. I would be like, oh, hell, his man parts don't work. Like, because why has he not tried me 6 weeks? You know what I'm saying?
That could be a really long time.
His hymns order hadn't come in yet, so he's waiting for 6 weeks.
Now, Portia, have you ever made somebody wait to have a kiss or have sex, or you just go for it?
I haven't necessarily waited on a kiss. Like, you're probably going to kiss way sooner, but sex I have waited on, because you do need to know where some people's mind is at or whatever like that. And that happened once I got older. But after my divorce, it was like, let me see what I'm dealing with first. You know.
He's getting your cross-dressing below.
Man. Moving on, it looks like Armie Hammer can add reciting poetry to his resume. Before social distancing, someone caught up with him in Central Park, New York, and he gave us all a little sunshine during these dark times when this video of him reciting poetry resurfaced. Take a look.
My heart has made its mind up, and I'm afraid it's you. So whatever you've got lined up, my heart's made its mind up. And if you can't be signed up this year, next year will do. My heart has made its mind up, and I'm afraid it's you.
I'm not a big poetry fan, so this is sort of lost on me. I don't really, it's just not my thing. But Gary, what do you think? Did he do a good job reciting the poem?
I think he did an amazing job. It really touched my heart. I would like to really meet Armie. I would love to meet Armie because, honey, that was very touching. I think if more men would go back to poetry these days, more women would be happy during this time of quarantine.
No, my ass would be asleep.
Okay?
Do something more creative. Oh, this ain't ancient days. Talking about Romeo.
Let's talk more action during quarantine. What you talking about?
I'm starting to worry about Armie Hammer. This was before quarantine. Now, we just did that whole thing where he had a mohawk during quarantine.
Oh, yeah,
shaved his head. So I thought maybe he's going quarantine crazy. He was going crazy before the quarantine.
Yeah. Right.
What would you do if you saw Armie Hammer in the park?
It's like he's turned into a taxi driver.
If I saw Armie Hammer in the park, I walk on by. Anybody doing poetry, they're like, roses are red. Get me out of here. Get me out of here. I do not want to be part of it.
Now, coming up, the Atlanta crew's going to have some fun playing a game called Dish the Lyrical Genius.
Ew.
So come right back.
Dish Nation.
You say a line from a popular song and you have to finish the phrase. Now, each one you guess right is worth 1 point, and everybody will get their opportunity to get one right or wrong. So don't need to jump in, all right? So are you ready?
Ready!
This first one's for Portia, and here's the question. How can you unbreak Toni Braxton's heart?
Say you love me again.
Okay, Toni Braxton,
yes.
Oh, Brad, you better get this next one. All right, now this one's for you. Now, Erykah Badu tells her boyfriend to call someone. Who is it?
I think you better call Tyrone.
Okay, Erykah Badu.
Come get your...
All right, you got a point.
Come get your...
All right. Now, Gary, you should know this one all too well. Where was Mary J. Blige going?
Back to Cali? You know there's no damn Mary J. Blige.
Can I steal it? Can I steal it?
Go for it.
Come on, Gary,
Tom. She going down.
Yes.
Yeah, that is okay. Correct. That is correct.
Oh, okay.
All right, now, Portia's back on you. Now, to prove to Destiny's Child that you are not running game, what do you need to do?
Say her name. Say they name. Say they name. Say they name.
You know what? That'll work. All right, cool. Now, Portia, you now have 2 points.
That was good. That was good. I didn't know that one. That was good.
Okay, now, Brad, this one's back on you. How long did Tevin Campbell want to talk?
Ooh!
Oh!
For a minute. Hey! Only for a minute.
Yeah!
I think his bus was coming. You got another point. So right now, Portia, you got two. Brat, you got two. Gary, it's on you. Without his girl, what was Cisco's life?
Empty, incomplete.
Ooh, good one, Gary.
Wow.
Lost.
Well, this is pretty interesting. All of y'all got him right. It's 2-2-2, so that means we got to bust out a tiebreaker. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where would Brandy be most likely to go if she
sitting
was grounded?
Sitting up in my room. Sitting up in my room. Sitting up in my room.
That's correct, Brett. Yes, you got
sitting
it.
Sitting up in my room.
What we all said?
I thought you were calling our names first.
That was the tiebreaker.
The opportunity.
We was trying to follow the rules.
The speech.
Thank you. Wait, we ain't following the rules. When did the rules change?
I'd like to thank everybody who's been supportive of me all my life and watching us on Dish Nation, all of our dishettes. We love you, darling, and we thank you for everything. Mwah.
Thank you, everybody, for me winning.
No, you don't get nothing.
There's a delay. I didn't hear that I lost.
Oh, all right, then. Up next, find out the clever way Kelsea Ballerini announced her new album during the quarantine lockdown. Come right back, y'all.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Well, it looks like Kelsea Ballerini is taking the idea of an album drop literally. She released her self-titled album, Kelsea, while everyone was on a quarantine lockdown. And Kelsea thought of a very clever way to celebrate her new project with her fans. Take a look.
Has anyone gotten anything? It's just like falling out of the sky. I'm curious.
So I just got this delivered to the door. Thank you so much, Kelsea, and your team for sending this.
All right. So what do you guys think? Headcrack, do you think it's a clever way to connect with her fans and show love to her fans by doing this?
Anything you could do to stand out at this point in time, you know, is all welcome. I mean, we've seen it all, like, you know, virtual listening parties and all this stuff. So, like, this definitely stands out.
What do you think, Gary? You think what she did was quarantine safe?
No, she should have just waited. I mean, because you don't do no stuff like that, honey. I mean, you don't know what people could get, honey, pizzas and all these other man. She should have just stayed home and put it online like everybody else did and just make an announcement. That's what I would have done.
Do you know what band can't do this, can't copy this idea? Anthrax.
Really,
that's
Frank?
Right.
And
that's when Brad says, Frank, you so stupid.
Good night, everybody.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.